Jack Hitt, Wired. Pop Science Tours of Heaven and Hell. Reportedly, over 1,000 people have tried on the God Helmet. This includes a number of science journalists and authors who have demonstrated their commitment to their discipline by making the pilgrimage to Sudbury in ever tinier puddle jumpers to take their personal turn under the helmet. Some have experienced surprising revelations. British journalist Ian Cotton, who had visited Persinger's lab in order to find explanations for the growth of Pentecostal Christianity in recent decades, admitted, "The truth is, I was scared. God knows what might be down at the bottom of my mind." In the first session, Cotton recalled only his childhood home. In the second session, however, a little background sound was added, some vaguely New Age Eastern Temple bell sounds. Appropriately suggestible, my mind began a whole new mental tour, this time with a distinctly Eastern Tibetan feel. It gradually increased in intensity and conviction until suddenly, with a kind of booster rocket of realism, I was actually in a temple in a line of solemn Tibetan monks. Cotton was sure that he, too, was a Tibetan monk. Canadian journalist Robert Herks, reporting for Saturday Night, was neither gladdened nor saddened by any such revelation. Indeed, he was disappointed. "It's a brief, distorting yet enjoyable sensation, but it's not the meaning of life." Dr. Persinger explained to Herks that he was not a good subject for the experiment because he had come with expectations. Canadian science writer Jay Ingram was a bit luckier. In pursuit of a story on beliefs about extraterrestrial abductions, he hoped to see aliens. He recalls, "Did I see aliens? Unfortunately not. I didn't even have the eerie feeling that someone was there in the chamber with me. My brain might not be prone to such vivid imagery. I did, however, see a series of tiny faces floating in front of me. They looked like white Wedgwood China faces, all female on a dark background, with the faces sometimes changing from one to another as I watched. They were entrancing, if somewhat fleeting." American journalist Jack Hitt saw girls, too, but they were not so spectral. "I'm not sure what it says about me that the neural sensation designed to prompt visions of God set loose my ancient feelings about girls. But then, I'm not the first person to conflate God with late-night thoughts of getting laid."